Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Father, we bless you, Lord God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. We thank you for this opportunity. We, as we come before you tonight, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord God, that you've touched us tonight, Lord God, even as you lead us and guide us. We also thank you right now for the opportunity to be blessed by your word tonight. Now, we thank you right now for your presence. We thank you right now for your presence, Lord God, you, as we dwell in you, wait in you, Lord, delay, or any delay, but even delay, Lord, we're not denied. But we thank you right now, Lord, as we enter into your presence tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the Spirit, Lord, your Spirit being with us and even abiding with us in Jesus' name. Lord God, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. So, Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your touch, and we thank you right now for your manifestation. Lord, thank you for your word in this time, this hour, Lord. We know, Lord God, that the enemy tries to come in like a flood, but you always raise up a standard against him. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for the impartation of your word tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your heart, even the mind. We thank you right now for even breaking shackles and setting minds free in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for your word tonight. Minister to our hearts, Lord God, as we open up to receive from you, Lord God, and we in Jesus' name, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Do what you have to do tonight, Lord God, whichever way you see fit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, show us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give us direction. Give us strategy, Lord God. Divine strategy in the season time that we're in. Lord God, that we should go forth now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you as you minister to our hearts tonight. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us in all truth, Lord God. Thank you for your word that's been sculpted for this time, this power, Lord God, to meet us right where we are right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we embrace your presence. We embrace this time. We thank you, Lord God, right now for your presence, Lord God. Manifest yourself, Lord God. Do what you desire to do, Lord God. We open our hearts freely to you, and we allow you to have free course in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as we come, Lord God, with our hearts ready and our hearts prepared. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come to give you our best tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give you our best, even our best participation, our hearts are open, Lord God, to receive from you, Lord God. And even as you impart, Lord God, we receive it in Jesus' name, gladness. Lord, whichever way the word comes forth tonight, we thank you for it in advance. We thank you for it in advance, Lord God, that we should receive exactly what you have us to receive in the name of Jesus. God. So, Lord, search every heart tonight, Lord. You know exactly where we are. Meet us there, Lord God. Touch every heart in Jesus' name, prophetically and apostolically. Move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, according to your design, in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we thank you for the manifestation of your presence right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Do what you desire to do, Lord God. We're open to receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We bless you, and we give you all the praise, give you honor and glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome each and every one to Eagles in Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree. We thank God for Prophet Selena Dupree. Each and every one is on the line tonight. We give God praise for the opportunity, and we thank you for your patience. Amen. We're a little delayed, but we're not denied. We praise God for just being in his presence tonight and being ready to receive what he has for us tonight. Glory to God. We're going to get right on into the Word of God, and tonight we come to pick on the devil tonight. We come to agitate, aggravate, cause him to throw a fit, cause him to cuss, bite, scratch, whatever we need to do to get into his head tonight. That's what we're going to do. So glory to God. We're going to come forth tonight. We're going to make some war tonight with the enemy. You know, he tries to cause stuff with us very often, but it's his turn now to get exactly what he needs. Amen. And we hold back no punches. Amen. We hold back nothing from the enemy, because he deserves exactly what he's going to get tonight. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hear this word tonight and be fired up and refuse to lose. No matter what the enemy desire to try and do, look at it like this. God has equipped you for such a time as this. He's prepared you for such a time as this. As we get in this word tonight, be like a sponge and absorb it, hear it, receive it. Glory to God. Hear the testimonials. Whatever God brings forth tonight, just be able to receive it in your spirit and know that God's prepared you for this moment. He's prepared you for this time. And there's a reason why you need this impartation tonight for what you're going to face. And some of you, where you are right now, and some of you may have just come out of some things, but you have some foreknowledge of some stuff now. So when you come back around again, amen, you're ready for whatever the enemy will try or wants to do against you. So glory to God. We thank God for the opportunity tonight as we get ready to get in this word. We want you to be encouraged and truly take him at his word and apply it. Amen. That's what it's about. Us getting his word and truly applying it. Amen. So, okay, we're going to start two places here. We're going to start at John chapter 15. And then we're going to go to Luke chapter 14. Let's see. John chapter 15. And Luke chapter 14. Amen. I would say if you haven't said amen, but I can't hear you right now. So praise God. Amen. So we're going to get ready to go forth into the Word of God. And we want you to be blessed by what you hear tonight and receive in your spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Just wait for my computer to come alive here. 1 second. But once again, John chapter 15 and Luke chapter 14. and we're about to get into it. Glory to God. All right, John chapter 15. And we start as this. He says, in the word tonight, amen, we go forth. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen. All right, tonight, and let's go also to Luke 14, verse 28. Let's go to verse 27. 26, okay. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother, wife, children, and brethren, and sister, yea, for his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. For whosoever do not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sit not down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. Lest haply after the man laid the foundation, and he is not able to finish it, and all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Amen. Tonight, let me go one more to verse down. Verse 31, it says, oh, what king going to war make war against another king and sit not down first and consulteth with whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while what other is yet a great far off, he sendeth an ambassage and desire conditions of peace. Amen. All right, tonight we're talking about, I declare, the theme is I declare war, but we are making war tonight. We are making war. We are going after the enemy, and first of all, we're going to drive the enemy out of your camp, your house, your home. Your mind. Because sometimes the enemy will get in your mind and begin to play with your mind and make you think that you're someone that you're not. And that's the beginning of a hard life, because as long as he can get you to believe his lies, you will never know the truth. So we're coming straight at the enemy tonight. We declare war, and we are making war against the enemy. We're taking no punches. We're not holding anything back. Amen. First of all, let's go back to, amen, John chapter 15, and let's get into this word tonight. Amen. You know, this past week has been crazy. It's been a hellacious week for me in so many different levels. I've gone through some weeks, but times, but this past week, look, I'm still shaking my head at the way from last Sunday to this Sunday, it has been crazy. But nevertheless, I made up my mind today. So you know what? Enough is enough. It's time to declare war. It's time to go back and put the fire back on him now. So we're gonna stir this thing up tonight, and we're gonna make the devil mad. We're gonna get him all upset, get him all uneasy. We're gonna cause the devil to start smoking. If he ain't smoking yet, he gonna be smoking by the time we finish tonight. Amen. So glory to God. Let's get to John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears fruit, bear not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now let's stop there. Let's deal with these first three verses. We can do nothing without God. We have to understand our identity in him, understanding that God has positioned us tonight. He has positioned us in our relationship with him to walk in authority, power. Jesus said, I've given you the keys to the kingdom, and whatsoever you bind in earth should be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose in earth should be loosed in heaven. So we have the ministry of binding and loosing. That means when you speak a thing, you begin to bind up a thing, and you begin to say, bind up sickness and a loose healing. So you cannot bind up something without loosing something. Well, you could, but it's going to be ineffective. You bind it up, but you didn't loose the solution. So when you bind up the problem, you stop the problem, make sure you release the solution, whatever it is that God has put on your heart to release, to cover the problem, to take care of the problem. So glory to God. So we're not going around binding up stuff, but we ain't loosing nothing. I bind this, I bind that, but we ain't loose nothing yet to bring a resolution or bring a change. So we stop the chaos, but at the same time, we didn't bring a resolution. So glory to God. So we're going to equip you tonight. We're going to stir up some things, and we're going to get right on into this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm mad at the devil tonight. I'm taking no prisoners with him. I'm trying to come up in this camp. I'm trying everything to be unturned, everything, including him, to turn him over to. Amen. Glory to God. So, amen. So we have to understand that God wants us to be in position so we can walk in authority and power. Amen. God has not raised up any chumps in the kingdom, and it's time out for us being quiet in the kingdom. And we talk kingdom in the church, but then when it comes outside the church, we like squeaky little mice. We won't have nothing much to say. We'll be, damn, my business. Yes, it is our business. The sons of the nature itself is waiting for the sons of God to arise and take our place. So that lets us know nature itself is crying out, waiting for the sons of God to rise up, take your place in authority, begin to speak life in this dying world. We want other people to do things, but God knows he's equipped us with the firepower, the word, the courage, the strength, everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness he has given to us so we can go forth and pursue the victory that he's already given to us. We're not trying to get the victory. We already have the victory. We're fighting from the victory. We're fighting from that place of authority that he's already given to us. That means we need to take what we've given to us and put it into action and put it into execution and go forth and take and go forth and possess the land. Glory to God. When we talk about possessing land, amen, we're looking here, we see, glory to God, that there's territory on this earth that still the sons of men have to rise up and take. The wealth of the riches, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. If it was not so, he wouldn't have said it. So if he said it, that means it is so. We just have to mod up and man up, woman up, and go ahead and get it. But we can't get it being quiet. See, we want to be all nice and politically. See, the problem is this. We, as the church, I even made a post about it yesterday. The church has a problem. We've conformed so much, and we have not transformed the thing. We have conformed so much. Too much conforming, not enough transforming. And so let me back that up a little bit there, too. Now, as we see what's going on in the world, we're seeing things happening. God has given us authority. He's given us a power, amen, to operate, bring the, he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we're supposed to be bringing the kingdom of God, for kingdom of heaven, down from heaven and release it into the earth, then what are we doing? He's called us to bring forth heaven into earth because we are the kingdom ambassadors on the earth. Oh. A man in Christ is a new creature, a new creation. He is no longer the same. He is no longer the person he used to be before he gave his life to the Lord. This is why you become a supernatural being, because he put a super upon your natural to make you a supernatural being. Now you're not just a human. You're not just a man. You're not just a woman. You're not just a child. You're a supernatural being. You're a special creation that he's made in his image. So even as we understand who we are, there's an identity crisis going on in the land. We have to wake up and mount up and realize who we really are in order for us to be effective the way God wants to be effective. If anyone have any questions, comments, or need prayer anytime, amen, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Glory to God. So as we go in here, hallelujah, we must understand that God has called us. He has set us apart for his use. Amen. He's designed us to operate like him. Amen. He has designed us to be able to speak and declare and decree a thing, and it shall be established. He has also given us the ability to create life, to speak and cause some things to happen. He has given us the authority to speak death to some things that cause it to dry up and die. He's given us power in our words, power in our touch, anointing even flowing through our body. Amen. Even for the, he said, we should be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There's miracle working power, dunamis power working through us. And sometimes we have to be reminded of that because we're so used to being human. So used to being human, we forget that we're supernatural beings. We're not just human. Yes, you have a human nature. You have a human side. But that's not the whole you. The true you is that spirit man on inside of you. That's the part that looks like God. That's the part that moves like God. That's the part that thinks like God. That's the part that is God in you. This is the time and season that we have to rise up and be who God has called us to be. We have to punish, oh God, hold on, let me hold my reins for a second. Glory to God. Let me go a little further. He says, verse 2, he says, every branch in me, this is a very key thing, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. That means there's some people connected to God, but there's a shortage. Everything connected to God is not productive. Just because you have a relationship with God, well, let me say it like this. Just because you saved, let me make sure I put it like that. Just because you saved does not mean that you're productive. See, there's a lot of people saved. But when you are connected as in a true relationship with God, you're going to be fruitful. You're going to produce fruit. Because there's a merging. There's a two becoming one thing that happens. Because as we become one with him and walk in him, now we're displaying him. people are being touched by him, impacted by him through you, because what he says, you do. Jesus said, the things that I do, I not do of my own accord, I do of the Father, do as the Father show me or tell me. That's what I do. So even though Jesus, he was functioning and flowing in his own body, but who was doing the work was the Father inside of him. So the same way with Jesus, the same way with us too. But if we don't step up or speak up or do, we won't see what God wants the world to see. We won't see the kingdom of God in manifestation. We won't see the healing take place. We won't see the dead raised. We won't see blind eyes open. We won't see deaf ears open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we go a little further, he goes on to say, every branch that bears fruit, every branch that's productive, every one that's connected, that's productive, he said, he purge it, he cleanses you even the more, he prepares you to grow, that it bring forth more fruit, that you bring forth more fruit. So God is just not satisfied with you just doing a little something. He wants you to be doing much. He wants you to do much in the kingdom. He wants you to be productive in the kingdom. See, sometimes we ain't moving nothing because we're too occupied about our life. I'm guilty of it too. We're too involved in our own life that we're not being kingdom minded. We're not thinking about souls. Think about this. On our daily weekly run to the store and just in life in general, on our everyday journey, how many people do we witness to? How many people do we have to take time out to tell about the love of Christ? How many people we actually take time to show the love of Christ to? See, people are waiting to see God through you, through me, through us. They need to see God. If they don't see God, if they cannot see God, how did they know God exists if you don't display him? We have to display him in order for them to know who he is. Glory to God. So we have work to do. Verse 3 says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And this is a problem right here. We got all kind of other stuff going through us, attached to us, going through our minds, our hearts, because there ain't enough word going through us. When are we going to stop playing with the word and really get the word in us? From the pulpit to the back door, everybody, all of us, we need to tighten up, get ourselves together, because God is looking for a church without spot or wrinkle, but what about the ones who are supposed to be doing the work? We're not exempt. We can't be talking about relationship with God, but they ain't doing it. We can't say about all this stuff about God, this and that, this and that. We talk more about God than we spend time with God. Now, there's nothing wrong with talking about God if you really say you're spending that time for real. But don't be faking the funk saying you're talking about, oh, God, he's my all season, he's my everything, and that I love spending time. Well, you ain't spend time over a week. That's like a husband or wife saying how much they love their wife or spouse, but they ain't come home in 3 or 4 days. Really? Come on. We have to tighten it up. If we're going to represent, let's represent correctly. If we're going to be ambassadors, let's be ambassadors for real, not in name only. People love the way that sounds. You're an ambassador for Christ. I'm just an ambassador. It sounds real good. But does the work line up with the lip? Can we see the work line up with what you're saying? Can you read this? Are you really displaying the characteristics of a true ambassador? An ambassador represents the president of a country. He or she gets treated as the president. They do the work of a president. They actually do the work. They put the time in to do the work. So are we putting the work in to be kingdom ambassadors? Does our speech line up the way we act? Does our mindset sound like kingdom, or our mindset sound like village? There's a difference between having a village mentality and a kingdom mentality. Glory to God. I'm taking no prisoners with the devil tonight. He's messing around too much stuff right now. It's time for us to get it clean from the front to the back. He says, so through the word, which he's kept clean, he goes, you know, through the word, he keeps us clean. He purges us. That word deals with us. See, we need the word to keep us clean, y'all. We're like filters. Everything can go through us. We go through life and everything comes through. We hear stuff. We do stuff. And if we're not careful, we allow so much of the stuff go on to where we become filthy. Because we're picking up all kinds of stuff throughout the day. And we need the word to wash. We need the word to cleanse us. We need the word to get in his, and also be in his presence to refresh us, to restart us, to be in his will. He needs us to be in his face so we can display him to the world. See, it's very easy, once again, to just talk about God, but if we actually display in him, we ain't got to do a whole bunch of talking. So that makes you question. A lot of times we're always talking about God for real. We're talking about him. But how much do we display of him? You know, talking is cheap in America. We do a lot of talking. But people can talk about good talk. But can't put up a good fight. Look, I mean, even the shortest people can run the biggest, you know, they can have the biggest game run. They can talk all the biggest trash in the world. They can try to intimidate you, see how much you are. I remember that it's a little story about a dog. It was a dog on the porch, big dog. And so the little chihuahua was running. I think it was a little chihuahua, whatever kind of dog it was talking to him to the bottom fence. I mean, then the big dog look at him. He's saying, oh, you know, talking a lot of trash, going, you know. And messed wrong, he was progressing down the fence. And he messed wrong and got to one part of the fence. And the doggone gate was open. Well, when he realized that gate was open, that big dog said, oh, yeah, I got you now, buddy. When he got over there and got a hold of him, the dog left, said, who in hell left the gate open? See, sometimes people can talk a lot of trash. They talk themselves in a lot of situations. See, we don't need to be people that talk about God, but we need to be about God. You know, it's fine to talk, but at the same time, make sure we're displaying him. This is the way we make war against the enemy, because we're not just talking a good talk, but we're walking the walk that's going to be productive. Yeah, from the pulpit to the back door, we got to tighten up, because the world needs to see him through us. If they don't see us display him, how can they recognize and even see God in action? How do they know God? How can they even know that God still heals if we don't display? How can they know that God still do miracles if we're not speaking or commanding some things to happen or believing God for real? Believers are called to believe. We're expected to believe God. The world may trip over what God is saying, but we shouldn't be tripping over it. Whatever he asks us to do, we shouldn't be tripping over it. You know, if we're supposed to be truly living by faith and not by sight, then we ought to be displaying faith. We ought to be able to walk this thing out, even if it doesn't look like. See, this is where the problem is. When things don't look like a certain way to the saints today, here we are tripping and losing our mind and getting all upset. But why are we acting like the world? Let's deal with this here for a second. Because if we are believers, that means that if we, listen, let me bring it to you like this. if he has called us to be believers, there's going to be some things that's unbelievable that we have to face. Meditate. Say a lot on that. If he has called us to be believers, that means there's going to be some things that's unbelievable that we're going to face. But because we believe, we're not limited to what we see or what's going on. Because we believe, this is what's going to cause us to have the victory over what we see or don't see. Ah, speak, Holy Ghost. See, we need to come up. We need to really line up to be believers for real. Why you have to have a, why things got to be, why when something doesn't happen or something don't look right, we have to act like the world. Oh, Lord, Jesus, oh, we praying desperate like we don't have, that we have no relationship with God. God said, why, listen, perfect example. Let me go to that. Oh my God, Holy Spirit, you just, oh, you ain't playing with us tonight. You are not playing with us. Amen. Let's go to Well, wait a minute. See, what was the story with that? Oh, let's go to I know y'all love that when that happens. Okay, let's go to Luke. No, that's not it. Rebuke the storm. Sorry. Okay, yes, we're going to talk about where Jesus rebuked the storm. I want to look at that. Amen. We're going to look at that. Amen. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, we got it. Okay, that is, yep, Luke chapter 8, verse 23. Let's look at that. Okay, all right. Here we go. He goes on to say, verse 22. He says, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into his ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over into the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where? He didn't say, why y'all wake me up? I'm asleep. He didn't say, how big the storm is. He didn't say, which way did it go? He said, where is your faith? Where is your faith? He wasn't concerned about the storm. He wasn't concerned about the rain. He wasn't concerned about none of that. He wasn't concerned about how much water was in the boat. He wanted to know, where's your faith? How can we properly display the kingdom in fear? How can God use us to turn the world upside down if we're scared to step up against the world? How can we expect to even change the world when we're afraid to be who we're supposed to be? Or who we are? You know how I know? Because see, some of us are very comfortable being Clark Kent. We like to hide in the back. We don't want to try to show. We don't want to let them see who Superman really is. When God do what he need to do. No. We won't be comfortable being Clark Kent. Clark Kent wasn't the one who was sent to deliver the people. Superman was. We can't properly be who God wants to be in the kingdom because we're so comfortable incognito. We want to be hidden. We don't want to make too much noise so people see us. Remember, it's not about you. It's not about me. But it's about the kingdom. The world needs to see the kingdom of God in action. And the only way they can see the kingdom of God in action is through the people of God to display. He said, where is your faith? Your bills to do. Where is your faith? The plague will close. Where is your faith? The devil talking to you. Where is your faith? Your husband acting crazy. Where is your faith? Your wife just going ballistic. Where is your faith? Your kids done lost their mind. Where is your faith? See, God is waiting for us to redisplay our faith by our actions. So you know the old saying. Actions speak louder than words any day. It does. We can't just talk to her. We got to walk the walk. He said, where is your faith? My God. That's serious. He said, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? Catch that by the Spirit. He said, what manner of man is this? That lets them know he's not an ordinary man. They said, what manner of man? What kind of man? The NIT version said, then he asked them, where is your faith? And the disciples were terrified and amazed. They were terrified, scared, and amazed at the same time. It's like, who is this man? They asked each other. When he gives a command, even the wind and waves obey him. Now that lets me know. That's why we are specially made by God. When he makes us as a true believer, all the ordinary is going to happen for you because you're not from here. Understand, man, woman, child, you are not, when you are a born-again believer, you are no longer from this earth. You have been converted into an alien. I know, that trips some people up. It's an alien. E.T., we alien. Not quite like E.T., but you're an alien. You're not from here. Okay, I can put it like this. We have diplomatic immunity. In other words, attacks or the way this world handles or deals with everyday life in the sense of they worry about this, worry about that. That's why I about said, don't worry about what you eat, what you drink, what you put on. Don't worry about those things. The kingdom of God teaches us to be the opposite of the world. Lord have mercy. This is like a can of worms open up. Because this is why we have a problem when the church is acting like the world. The church could look inside the church. The sinners look inside the church. Look at the world. Look at the church. Look at the world. What's the difference? They should never be confused about the church and the world. They should never be confused about that. It should be a distinct difference. Listen, let me bring it to you like this. On your job, it should be a distinct difference between a believer and non-believer. when it comes to the way you handle your business, a believer, non-believer. No matter what this sale is going to happen, as far as your hours or even the plant closing down, there should be the difference between you being a believer and a non-believer. Your faith will speak. Your faith should speak, and your faith should act. Faith speaks. Faith acts. As we're making war with the enemy, we have to understand who we are and function and operate in a manner that God created us to function and operate in. We can't be full of fear and expect God to make us full of faith. Faith and fear can never work together. But we have to have our heart and our minds made up to be who God has called us to be. We have to get rid of the identity crisis that's going on. We're acting like the world. We're conforming too much to the world. But he said, be transformed, change, and be this new creation in Christ. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, once again, he said, who is this man? They ask each other. When he gives a command, even the wind and the waves obey him. Drop the mic, baby. So we ought to be powerful. We should be authoritative. We should be dominant. I know you're not used to hearing people saying that we're supposed to be like that because they want to be this little humble Christian. But yeah, that's fine. But then, see, look, listen. Jesus himself walked as a lion, as the Lion of Judah, and he walked as the Lamb of God. There was a time that he walked as a lamb, then there was a time he turned it up and walked like a lion. Who you think turned those tables over inside that church and run that whip and chain and whipping some tail? Who you think did that? That was the Lion of Judah. Rise up. He wasn't a lamb. And some of us get it twisted because we won't be a lamb when it's time to be a lion. We got to get together. Sometimes it's not the time to be all nice and sweet. Sometimes you got to raise up. We can't stay in one mold the whole time because the proper authority would not be displayed that needs to go forth. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go on further again. He says, I'm going to leave that right there. So they said that a command, well, he commands. See, Jesus didn't ask the wind and the rain, could you stop? Mr. Rain, I remember a week ago, I was working, and I was out collecting cars in the parking lot, and all of a sudden it started drizzling. I said, I said, Lord, hold it a little while. Hold it a little while longer. I'm almost finished. I lied to you not. The rain stopped. See, we can't handle kingdom matters with a scary heart. And that's not the first time that I've done that. That's been something that's happened over the years that happened. I remember one particular time, I told this before, we was having a parade one time, and all of a sudden we was putting the stuff on the side of the truck and for the parade and getting ready going, and all of a sudden it started drizzling and started raining a little bit. I said, Lord, hold that. We need to hold that rain for a little while. We need to hold it until this parade is finished. It was cloudy and everything. By the time we went a quarter mile up the street, the sun had come out and the rain stopped. Identity crisis. And order to properly make war with the enemy, we have to be who we are according to our identity and cannot be afraid to speak and be who we are. Oh, my God. Let me go because there's a lot, man, so much stuff to go. My God. Let's go on further. Let's go back to John chapter 15. Amen. But we cannot be afraid to do the impossible. See, remember, it's not you doing it anyway. Okay, we will see that. Okay, let's go verse 3. He says, abide in me and I in you. See, we can't expect God to abide in us or Jesus to abide in us and we're not abiding in him. If he's living in us, but are we living in him? Are we living through him? Are we functioning through him? See, abide in me as I abide in you. See, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. See, if we don't stay connected to the vine, if we don't stay connected in a relationship, if we don't stay connected in our word, reading, studying, spending time in prayer, fasting, praying, all, if we don't stay connected properly, we can't display the kingdom properly. It won't work. If you show me someone who's walking in authority, I can show you someone who's walking connected, for real, in kingdom. That's someone who's walking in this thing the way they ought to. Not saying they're perfect, but they're walking this thing out so much so to where God is backing them up and has trusted them with the authority to speak some things and to do some things as well. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide, remain, stay, live in the vine. Except it abide in the vine. We cannot properly display the kingdom if we don't stay in him. If we keep going in our flesh, doing what we want to do, we will short circuit. We won't see the power of God in action the way we need to. We need to stay committed and connected for real. He goes on to say, no more can you except you abide in me. So you got to stay in him. We have to stay connected. Amen. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him. See, it's not just one side. It's not just Jesus in you. You got to be in Jesus as well. You got to flow in him. You have to tap in. You have to flow and operate in him. And I in you, the same one, bring forth much fruit. So that same one who stayed, who's abiding in him as he abiding in you, the same one who's staying connected is the same one that's going to bring forth much fruit. So if we want to be more productive in the kingdom, tighten up your walk with God. The more we tighten up our relationship with God, the more we are compelled to show and display Jesus. The more we're going to operate in him. The more we're going to move, oh my God, move in him. I'm trying to hold on. I'm going to go to that scripture. Hold that thought right there. Go to Acts chapter 17. Oh, I love this word. Oh, my God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 28. Acts 17, verse 28 says, I want you to get this in your spirit. I mean, you just hold this there, lock it down. Don't forget it. Write it on the walls of your heart. He says, for in him we live and move and have our being. Let me read that again. For in him, Christ, we live, we move, and we have our being. Our very existence is in him. See, we have to get this union tighter. We have to bond more with him and really become him. We have to become him. But that's what happens. Abiding in him, he abiding in us, we become him. He needs us to become him. Matter of fact, John chapter 1 tells us he came into the flesh and dwelt among us once again. Like he walked on the natural earth, now through us, he come and doing it again. But he need our cooperation to display his presence on the earth. He needs us to not be fearful to operate and do as he say do. He needs us to step up when there's a sick, when someone's sick. Don't be afraid to lay your hands and command that sickness to leave. He's waiting to display himself, but he has to build you up at the same time. So this is what every opportunity that you have to operate in the spirit and flow in the spirit, do what he has to do. Let him build you. Let him strengthen you. You call for everyone else to pray for you. Well, you could just lay hands on yourself and speak death to that thing. Oh, glory to God. So he says in him, in Christ, we live, we move, and we have our being. That's what we have to understand. That's why it's so important for us to walk right with him. We got to walk tighter. Amen. Let's go back to John 15. Amen. He goes on to say verse 6. For if a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. If you're not productive, you're not properly connected with God, and you're not walking in him, you go far the wayside. He goes, let's go ahead and get burned, you know, because you're not connected for real. See, we know, that's why he says, some may say, in my name, you know, some would say, I have cast out devils in your name. I've done this, I've healed sin, I've fed the poor, all this stuff. And he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. You may have done some things, but he don't know you because you ain't display him. You just stay connected to him. Amen. So he goes on to say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. See, he's helping us out here. He says, if you abide in me and my word abide, remain, stay in you. See, him and his word are one. How do I abide in him? Get his word in me. How do I stay in him? Keep his word in my heart. So as we begin to display the kingdom, he needs that word on the inside of us. He needs that word to begin to cause life, to begin to germinate, become one with you. He needs, in order for you to really properly stay and abide in him, remain, stay, that word got to be abiding in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He needs that word to abide in you. So it is very important for us to get that word in us. It is crucial. And glory to God. He goes on to say, and you shall ask what you will. You should ask what you will. You see, when you're walking properly connected with God, you're going to ask in a way that he's going to get the glory, because you understand it's not about you and your will. When you properly surrender to God, you understand it's not about your will. It's not about what you want to do. It's not about what you think. It's not about that. God does what he does by his favor. He knows exactly what he's chosen to do, and you can't stop that. Glory to God. He said, you should ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Because it's like this. Your mind is being renewed by him. Your heart has been changed. That means you allow him to function through you. So because of that, you won't be asking for all kind of crazy stuff amiss that, you know, because you understand truly for who you are in him, you need to display him. People need to see him through you. All right, he goes on to say, verse 7, abide me my words abide in you. You should ask what you will, and it should be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified. So God receives the glory. He says that you bear much fruit. As we're being productive in the kingdom, God is getting the glory because we're pointing back to him. People are seeing him. display, being displayed on the earth. The glory goes back to him. People understand, they get the fire again. Father, we thank you for touching each and every person that's on this line right now. Touch them. Renew their fire. Renew their strength in you, Lord God. That they will begin to catch a fire like a newness in you, Lord God. They will have a heart and passion to do thy will, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, glory to God. So, amen. Amen. He goes on to say, so that you shall be my disciples. That you bear much fruit, so you should be my disciples. See, Jesus was fruitful. He took 12 men. That's just 12 men. But that's not including everyone else he's touched and he's done for. He caused some things to happen. So because he caused some things to happen, he was fruitful. Amen. All right. Okay, so, amen. I'm going to stop there with that one. And, my God, just so much. And, okay, well, I can't touch it, man. Oh, glory to God, I'm out of time. Okay, all right, praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for touching each and every heart tonight, Lord God. Thank you for even letting your conviction deal with us tonight, Lord Jesus, that we cannot get away. Deal with us bountifully, Lord God, that we shall line up with your will, that we should make a choice to do your word, oh God, and we will not allow the enemy to fool us any longer or deceive us any longer, but we choose to do your will in Jesus' name. We choose to rest in you. In Jesus' name, we choose to abide in you. In Jesus' name, in you we live and move and have our being. We're connected for real, and we choose to be that new creature, new creation that you've called us to be, Lord God. And we thank you for this hour and this time that you've given to us, Lord, that as we walk in your image and your likeness, oh God, that we should display your presence like never, ever before. Let your love shine. Cause our hearts to sing. Thank you for the passion that you've given to us, for your word, for your presence, for your life. Thank you for the word. Thank you for doing a work inside of us, oh God. You're causing us to believe, because we are believers, and we are called to believe the impossible. So, Lord, no longer should we act like the world when it comes to our faith, but we shall be the true believers that you've called. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. If there's anyone right now, once again, that was 347-945-5416. If you need prayer, call in. If you need touch, press 1. Amen. If you need prayer, you need anything, whatever you need God to do, amen. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask God. Don't be afraid to let him know. Lord God, so the floor is now open. If there's anyone who need any of those requests to be fulfilled, amen. Come forth, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, glory to God. So I'm going to pray this prayer here over you guys as well. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you right now for causing us to be in you, Lord God. That the will be done. That we should go forth in your praise, oh God. And we should do what you call us to do. In the name of Jesus, oh God. No matter, no holding back, no resistance. But Lord, help us to do exactly what we're supposed to do. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If anyone desires to be saved, amen. Once again, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I need you. I want to be saved. I need your salvation. I need to be changed. I need it all, God. I surrender right now in Jesus' name. I give you my heart, my mind, soul, and spirit. I give it all to you, Lord God, in exchange for new life. Thank you for new life as you receive new life now in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we thank you for displaying your presence, oh God, healing and receiving them into the kingdom. In Jesus' name, if there's anyone who need to be rededicated, you like your Lord, the floor is now open for you as well. So, Father, we thank you right now for each and every one who need to rededicate their life to you, that they get, Lord God, back into a divine alignment, and they shall see your glory, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the passion. Thank you for the heart. Thank you for the love, Lord God. Let it burn within us, Jesus, Lord God, that we should continue to display that presence in this earth, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for the manifestation of change now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for each and every one. Amen. For who's been on tonight. And may God continue to bless you in this week. Remember, you and the Word become one. Abide in Him as He abide in you. Amen. And begin to let that your heart catch on fire to share His gospel. Tell somebody about His gospel, His truth. Amen. Be the news. Be the truth. Amen. So as you go forth in His presence, just go forth in power and victory. He's called you out. He separated you He separated you from any other use. Amen. So it's time to make war. Let's go forth. Take back what the devil stole. Be who God has called to be, so we can live a life that's pleasing before the Lord. So glory to God. God bless you all. Join us again on next week, amen. Same time, same bat channel, amen. And we should have a blast in Jesus' name, amen. Also, one more thing before anyone, if anyone desires to sow a seed tonight, amen, go to Eagles, go to PayPal, eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. It may be a blessing, sow a seed, amen, that you receive something from the Lord tonight. And I pray, God, that He bring forth quick manifestation for each all, for all of you who are standing and believing God to do some things, that He meets you right there and beyond. So glory to God. So be blessed, and we love you all. Amen.
Don't go and talk about my father.